Okay, right, let's go. No. We're handling Rambam. Rambam says, even in a even in a where the machid was ruggle, machid etzlai, there's no kind of atnemis to mishfuah. Still, the Rambam says that if you give it to Hashem Sach, Shema Hashem Achinam, you're b'sheya, and therefore you're chayiv, unless Hashem Achinam brings Eidim, that was actually an anas. Before we go back into what we discussed yesterday, there was an aura that came out that is a shtickle steer in that in the Rambam. The Rambam Dalit test in Sheila says, Mekan Adlamish, Hashem Shemasa Pekodin, Lishtai, Ubne Besai, Vaidia and Shu Pekodin, Veloy Shamru Kedar Hashemrim. Shechayav Nashalim Baal Bekodin, Baal Bai is Pate. Right? Ram says, at din of Aldasish de Bond of Mafkin, the Lachachesk, Mafkin hates the Baal Bai is, and came a mother, that's just a Bond of Mebeis, so you deal with Mafkin. The other Ram says, that if the Shomer, Ram doesn't tell us what kind of Shomer he is, Hashomer, right? Ram doesn't tell us what kind of shaymer is mashma ben shem achin ben shem asafa. No, hashaymer, she masar habakad lishdu banav v'nei beisay. Sorry, he tells them that it's a bakadin, so they can't, don't have an excuse like the case of the mother that she didn't realize that it was a bakadin. She had to watch it. So then, even if they're Pesheya, they're Chayiv and he's Pater. Right? So if the Ram is even talking about Hashem Issachar, so either Ram Dweya said, by Hashem Issachar, Shmas Hashem Achim, even in Eifin, where the guy, the Mafkid, was ruggled to be Mafkid by this person. So no problem with Shemesh Masl Shimer. But still, if he downgrades in the Shmira, there's a problem. So why by Ishtar Banav is the Mashma not like that? It's B'nai Beisai. It's not Nerchanuk over here, it's Nerish Beisai. Chiv on the family. That was a good sleep over there.
The guy normally sleeps in his house. So
Bnei Beis means family, not house. That's why the Ne'erish Beis, it doesn't mean it's a chiv light, it's not a chiv bias. Ne'erish Beis means family. But anyway, that's the definition. So Meila, what's going on? What's Chayyus theory? So I was thinking that perhaps, if you remember when we said the Rajva, we discussed the Rajva, the unique sheet of the Rajva. It says, when the Bailam is Rogil, or Bnei Beisai, so then the Rajva said, that he's Potter, even Shemesach, Shemechinam, it's Potter, Yenivu stolen. Like that Shita that the Ritva and the Rebbein Peretz brought down, but not in a stomach case, Shemesh Masl Shemer, but in a case where the Bailum was Rogel to give it to them, or Bnei Beisai. So I said then, as I was reading the Rashba, I said, if the Rashba would have just said it by Bnei Beisai, that would have been a lot easier to deal with, because then there's a Svara that you know, Aldas Ishtoi Bnei Beisai, he's mafkid. I mean, you know that it's going to be in a situation where the guy's not going to necessarily pay his family to watch it. So Meila Dai Talk, he gave it, that he could even give, put in a matzav of going from Hashem Asach to Hashem Achino. So Meila, Meila is no pshi, Meila there's no problem. It's a Dai Talk. Meshen Ken, I asked in the Rashba to say, just because he's ruggled to give it to that guy, but now he's paying you, right? Well, who said that he's asking you to give it to the guy for free? That's what we had with the Rashba. But Fiza, the Rambam, we can say that's far. We can say the Rambam holds with that far. And the Rambam holds with that far, and that's why the Rambam is mechalik between Dalit Tes, where he said, where he infers that even if Hashem Misacha gives it to Bnei Beisa, Yedeo Pesheya, Mashmois and Rambam is that he's Potter, but yet, in Aleph Dalit, there the Ram says that if they, when the case was ruggle to Mahafkir Etzloi, then we say though that's only when it's on level. But Hashem Besach, Hashem Bas Hashem Mechinam, the Ram says you're a Pesheya and you are a Chayim.
Is that what he's saying?
That's not Pesheya the Rajah. The Rajah says even when it's done, ruggle Etzloi. The Rajah says, Kilo, you told him to, you must give it to him. It's saying the Rambam.
The Rambam says, I died to the Hafi.
But it's a diet to Hachid that you're going to give it to them,
right.
Even as a Shem Mechinim. They're not going to pay them.
Right.
Hashem Kain, just because he's ruggled to the Lahafkar Esloi, that's tiny. You can't say, Ah, man, Misli. But you're a Shem Mesachar, he paid you. What right do you have to give it? What right do you have to lower the level of Shmira? That you can't do. Just because the guy's ruggled at Esloi doesn't mean you have right to lower the level of the Shmira. I think that's, again, it's smart, right? This butcher. It's a Pasha Svar. I think that might be Muchach in the Rambam. Okay. Now, yesterday we discussed two Mahalachim in the Rambam. And the question, to answer Mishmael's question, that why does the Shem Chinam have to be Eidim that was Nanas? Why is it enough that he swears? Because Harei, he's Rogel Etzloi. There's no time about him, honestly. That was the problem with the Rambam. So there were two approaches to answer this question. One was that since Lagabi Geneva, Lagabi the Tain of Aynis, he's not a Shaima, the Shem Achinam. The Shem Achinam doesn't have to swear that it was an Aynis. As long as it wasn't Peshay, that's enough. So Lagabi the Tain of Aynis, he's not a Shaima. Meila, him swearing that it was an Aynis is Stam, as someone off the street swearing, the guy, but that's not sure it's a Shaimrim, so Meila's not going to pat the first guy. That was one Mahalach. Chaim had a problem with that, so why is Ram say because you're Peshaya? And Chaim learns, based on the Sugya in Baba Kama, that talks about the guy, 30 times Aynis, 30 times Gneva, the guy, Chiv Kefil. Comes out over there. If the guy was that guy, that there's two shaimrim, each one, and one swore. That doesn't pat to the second guy. And mainly, when he swears, he's also considered a tiny tiny god. Says Reb Chaim. So why by shaimer shamas l'shaimer, where it's rogel etzloi? Why are you gonna be pater? How can the second guy? I can the shvur the second. How can the path to the first guy? So Reb Chaim, Al Mai must be it's Ugu Gav B'Cherkoi. Like Yisharim said, he put him in his place. No pun intended. He put and Meila. He's in his place. Even Gav B'Shvur, and therefore it's not like one shaimer swearing for another shaimer. The Ukbah B'Charikai, the first Shem Asachar, sorry, the first Shem put the second Shem in his place, even lagabe the shvur. That was Rukhaim's mahalach. Elamai, so says the Rambam though. But if you lower the level of shmira, then he's Peshaya, so now you don't say it's Bechari Koi, Minyan the Shvur. That was Rukhaim's mahalach. Now, on that Etzim Gemara over there that says, that one Shomer can't swear for another Shomer. That seems to say one Shomer can't swear for another Shomer. That's what Chaim is derived from that Gemara. But that the stipler wants to be Deicha the Raya. Because Bamasin, we really have a problem. Right? We have a problem. Because Haray, the Ramban, we said, disagrees with the Ramban. And the Ramban holds that Shemesachar, Gabriel, Shemesachar, Shemasar, the Shemachino. And the Shem Achinam swears that it was Nansa, so Shem Asachar is Pater. Right? Shem Asachar is Pater. So we see that the Shvua of the Shem Achinam could Pater the Shem Asachar. The Gemara says the Shua of one Shomer can't pat another Shomer. Shua of one Shomer can't pat another Shomer. Again, the Gemara says the guy is Meisa, the object, the two Shomer. And each one is Shaykh to be Chayiv, Tain Tain is Ganim. Each one is Shaykh to be Chayiv, Kefal, Tain Tain is Ganim. Even after one swore, right, the second one could still be chayiv. Tainai is ganav. Even though, once he already swore, there's no tainai is ganav. Teretz is his shvur didn't help for him. Right, his shut the shvur didn't help for him. So you see the chayiv. Like Chaim says, what do you see from there? That one shaymer can't swear another shaymer. Right, even though he is a shaymer. Right, not in the first mouth saying he's not a shaymer. Got me that. Second Malach is saying, no, he is a Shomer. One Shomer can't swear for another Shomer. But the Ban says, one Shomer could swear for another Shomer. So, the Chayre, we can answer very simply. I think it was Rishon Dorzi yesterday. In that Gemara, when you have two Shomerim, so basically each one is a real only Shomer in half. And this, they're both responsible for the whole thing that we saw as Midin Arvus. We had Rishonim, it's Midin Arvus. It's not that that was the whole issue with Rishon and Ramban. It was Midin Arvus. Since I gave it to both of you to watch together, so Mela, each one is accepts responsibility for the second guy, for his Chiv as well. The Batsem Shmira is each guy is really only a Shomer on half. Right? So now, Lefi Zeh is Dr. Stipler.
What is Bayas?
What's Bayas? Can I finish? Each one is a Shomer on half. Mamela. This that one Shomer can't swear for the other Shomer, the shvur of one Shomer can't partner the shvur of the other Shomer, is because he's not a Shomer. They're not a Shomer in the same thing. And so Mela, each one's only swearing what's negated to him. So his shvur is not the pshat that his shvur can't help. The shvur of one Shomer can't help for the other Shomer. Yeah, it's not a shvur for the other Shomer. His shvur is not a shvur for the other Shomer. What he's swearing on is not a shvur for the other Shomer. Yeah.
He's still
sure
that it was stolen. That's on the whole
thing.
It's
I understand, but it's not. But that's irrelevant.
We said it before.
Maybe.
We said before that the shul was on the shifas.
No.
That's right.
No, we said that. We said that. That was a kibbutz for. We said it in Rabban. Why? One second. So one second. So Meila. Mashenkin over here, right? Mashenkin over here, where. Where the Shemachinam, right? He's a shomer on this thing, and he's swearing about this thing. He's swearing about. Well, what is a shomer on, right? Shemachinam over there bechlal, his shvu is not nitfas. His shvu is not nitfas on what is not a shomer on.
Would you say that here the shutvas both done have a chelik on the whole thing together?
By what?
Here.
Not a shutvas.
Not a shutvas.
No. Here's not. It's not a shutvas.
Like in the case, like
it's
we called it.
It's not a shutvas. It's not a shutvas. The Rambam says that Meshamish Maslo Shaimer. Yeah. They're both Shaimer.
No, according to
the Rambam. We're going to Rambam. The Rambam says they're both Shaimer, right? They're both Shaimer, as the Rambam says. The first shaymer could opt to deal with the bialim, or he could tell the bialim has to deal with the shaymer. They're both shaymer, right? But they're both shaymer on the whole thing. So Meila, the man says that especially we say akiva's vart, yeah, that the shvu is ma'ir, right? Mashira. Right, what happened? This was what happened. So therefore, you see, it swears. So it works. Mashenkin over there, kiss him. Mashenkin over there. Right, there's no yisayin over there. The shul of one shaymer can't pat another shaymer. That's the bottom line. Right? There's no such gemara. Not this type. There's no such gemara. All we see in that gemara is we have two shaymer, each one is shaymer in half. So even though they're swearing. Even though it's the same, they're swearing that the Avraham stolen Seder, but that zichana, but their shvua, the take of their shvua is only on half. So the gabi the second half is just stam person mi'alma. The gabi the second half is stam person mi'alma. It's not shvua shaymer b'chal. Gabi the second half. Mashen kein by shemasach shmas shemas shemachinam. So okay, especially when I say like kimes vart, yeah, that he's swearing. Mashira, yeah, he's hearing what happened. So even as Shemachinam, it's nitpas as a shwan on this object, yeah, on the whole object. It was nitpas. There was the shwas hashaymer. There was nitpas over here. That this object was enos, and there's a called in a shwas hashaymer on that. And may the help for the other guy also. Why not? There's no such yisayit. That gemara doesn't say it b'chal. Disciple says doesn't say exactly what I'm saying it, but the. The dicha from the Gemara, that lechayra is a simple way to say it. Well, he says in Rabban, whatever, that's a little more complicated. But I think that's simple for Rabban. I think we have the simple terrace for Chaim's Gemara that he bought from that Gemara. You see, he's sorry that the shvu of one shaymer can't help another shaymer. According to this type of saying that is no such Gemara.
According to the tzad, that the first shomer is just extending his shmiris to the other guy.
What mean extending his shmiris?
Not extending. Ukve, I forget.
Ukve macharikai.
Yeah.
It means not extending me. Okay, he's saying he's in my place. Take on my place.
No. So what is he? So when he swears, when the second guy swears, is it considered that he's swearing something on the same thing, or it's a new?
Same. I don't understand. I'm saying same object. Oh well. You have to clean up on your thought here tonight, right? Now,
how can you have two shomrim on the same object? On the four same object?
Worse. Why not?
Why not? How can you say in that case it's two, they're both shomrim on the whole object? was half shulman or half shulman.
No, because then his shvua is a proper shvua d'shaimrim on this object, on the whole object. If we say in Kohen Rabban, yeah, a shvua of one shaimer could help for the other shaimer. It's a registered shvua d'shaimer. It's going to work for anybody, if any other shaimer. That's what we're trying to say in Rabban. Not like all of the chayim, not like everyone, all of the, right? We're saying in Rabban, it works. That's what we're saying in Rabban. So therefore, if they're both a shaymer in the whole thing, then there's a shvua shaymer in the whole thing.
No. So we're saying it's a chiddush. I was asking Rabban. I was not trying to help
Rabban. Yeah. Reb Chaim brings a Gemara, which will be against the Rabban.
Yeah.
I'm saying that where Stipe learns that Gemara, it's not such Gemara. That's all. I'm not sure what.
Fine. So the fact that you could be half the...
You're asking me, why don't we say that they're both in the whole thing? No, I can explain to you. So, if you do like that, then it's not going to help with their man. then you see that, you see, like Reb Chaim. Then you see like Reb Chaim. That one shvua of Shomer A cannot work for Shomer B. If they're both a Shomer in the whole thing, it means each one is swearing in the whole thing, and still, it is still turned in his guy with both of them.
What does Reb Chaim learn? Like, what pshat? Why do they both need to swear according to Reb Chaim?
Stop. Because each shomer has his responsibility. That means I cannot use your shvua to pater me. I have responsibility to buy him to shtel so a shvua. The fact that there's a different shomer in its water, that doesn't pater me from my view of him. His shvua can't work for me. That's Reb Chaim takes from that Gemara. Unless you have a svar of God of Harikai. So then I put him in my place for the shvua as well. I put him in my place to watch and to swear. All the chiyuv v'shaim, I'm putting him in my place. So I thought maybe I could use him. He's in my place. That's the svar of the v'shaim of God of Harikai. That's what Chaim says. But unless the case when you downgrade the shmir, then not. Okay. That's as far as the Rambam is concerned. Now, there's just a discussion that I want to discuss before we go back to the sugya of Shemesh and Shemer. I don't think everyone knows enough about it anyway, so even though I don't usually like not talking about what everyone did that morning, but in this case, okay, I'm sorry. Like this. Really, it's a continuation of a discussion that we started on the Mishnah, Lamehan and Beis. But I want to go back to it from a different angle. And we have a Gemara here. Alright? Shemesh Masla Shaimer, Nizchayev, Atmin Masla Vishvu. Yeah? Bottom line, what's Machayev the guy? Why is he Chayev? Atmin Masla Vishvu and him now. Okay. So what's Machayev? What's Mechayah the first shaymer?
He doesn't have a
shvuah
to pater himself?
No.
According to the Rambam, you can say it because you can't be one can't pater the other person.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Rambam, you can say one's not pater.
And therefore what? Why am I Zichayah?
B'techshalayichol shabah and b'shalom.
Fine, you say mitah, that's what the axis is. When you, Shalomdor, you say it because you're not swearing. You meant mitah, or mitzvah is not swearing.
No, because he doesn't have a practice to swear.
Okay. Now, so the Arishayim would say Beferish. The problem is Metarich. The reason why you can't swear is because of Metarich. The reason why you have to pay is because of Metarich. That's Beferish in Muhammad's. Beferish in the Mechames, beginning of Masechta, when that's where we have the whole discussion. Mechames Hashem, written by the Rabban, is the Sogis on the Baal Amor who attacks the Rif. Okay, the whole discussion over there where Edom Esayeya Pater is a Shvua. You say Erecha just get Mechayev a Shvua. Erecha. Could pater shvua also, right? That was the whole mechayik rishayim. So one of the rayas was from Mishnah Lam Hei Beis, that why doesn't the shayol, why does the shayol have to swear? Why can the shayol be an function as Eidim Aseret, the path of the shayol? That was where it came in at the time. So the Ramban over there, when he presents the question, he goes to, he talks about Ar Gemara. Yeah? He says, he brings down the Rishayim that say, Eidim Aseret, path is a shavua. That's the Balmar page Aleph second column, 3-4 lines down. Okay, he brings down the, he's medayik from Balmar that he may shvu the raisa erechot patters v'zed dover she efsher v'ashkechan. Why is the first guy chayiv? According to Rabbah, that's Rabbi Eichanan, says the Rabban, we couldn't touch any of the Shav Mishal. But if Eidim Aseret are paters, so he should be pater. And he quotes Kedepishis, the Lox Gedailis, and the Rif. The Rif says Beferish. And the Mukyesiv in the beginning of Kama, Dafei, brings down the Shultis. The Shultis says the reason why Shem Shemas Lashaymer, Yechayev, Atmemis Levishvua. Right? And you, the other guy, not. So since you can't swim, there's Sheniach L'shava, Mishalim. Right? Parish, you have a Ban, you have a Shultis, you have Bahad, you have Mukhi Yosef, and the Rosh is not Beferish, but the Mashmais in the Rosh, because when the Rosh is of the opinion, he brings down from Ram Rutenberg that Eidim Aseret does pater, right? And the Rosh said, "Aye, what about Ar Gemara? Right? Or is it Yesh Makshim Hevel? Right? The Rosh Yesh Makshim." When he writes Laman, the Shvos Hashani. When it's Chayil Rishon Mamon, and Echad Patei Mamon. That's what it says. That since it's Peich, there's Rechi Mamon. And we're not going to go back into what is he said in Mechleikis, the Ramban, and the Rosh. But the Ramban also says the reason why Chayiv, end of the day, in our Gemara, why Chayiv, Mitarich Sheyach Lashav Mishalim, and therefore in Echad, can't pass because it's already Chiyimah. Okay? So now, that's what these Rishonim say. There's another Mahalach. There's another Mahalach that the Stipe brings down from the Ktzais. And Simon Shin Mem. The Ktzais wants to say that the reason why Yechayev is out is out any day in Praticha. Because since the Rishon doesn't know what happened, and the second guy Shvua is irrelevant. So therefore,
So the second, the first shem is chayin. Also any day in Berticha. And for that he brings a number of rishonim, to this effect. That in such a situation, we'll say, in the case of Shaymer, we'll say it's Ein Dem Praticha. One of them, we had once, Amol, yeah, and Mekyesef, in the beginning of the 10th parak of Baba Kama, Geisel Basra, he brings down from the Ra. The situation over there was, also about a case of Shemesh Masla Shaymer. We had a shoyl that and a shoyl was shoyl hashil, and he loaned the horse to somebody else, and it died. And we're not sure, he's not sure anymore, if it was Mesa Machos Malacha, or which would be Potter, or it just died Stam, and Mesa is an Inus. Shoyl is Chayiv. If it died, so it's a suffix. So what's it then? Zok dera, the shoyl is chayiv. It's ein dam praticha. Because misha shenos lashliach, the ein shoyl shoyl hashel, kaposha bezeh. Right. By giving it the Shas Pshia, so it says interesting, because even though the Shal of the Gemara, if you chayim Meshas Meshicha or Meshas Aynis, he says even on the Yom, if you chayim Meshas Aynis, but we say that the Meshas Pshia, you're already chayim, says the Ra, when you gave it over, then you're ready chayiv, unless it's meis machas lacha, then you pot. But since you were pesheya over here, ain shel shoyl hashel, you were pesheya. Mela, now that you're not sure if it was meis machas lacha or reg lainis, so we say it's any day in praticha. You have vad dechiv suffik ptur. The Mela, you're going to be chayim misafik. Now, just that Agam, now that we learned the sugya, this is really interesting, because Harei, we paskin, right? All the Shayim say, except the Megal, but all the Shayim say we paskin like Rava. Right? That's Apimnis. We don't say that Shemesh Masla Shaymer is a Pshia. Baye says that Ein Ritzayni is a Pshia. Rava says that no. Rava says, why I only ask Atmehimnis? We don't say that Shemesh Masla Shaymer is a Pshia. That's Machoik Zabaye Varava. So it's interesting that the Ra'o would say, that you chayiv mishas pshia, and meila, if we're not sure what happened afterwards, then it's eredeya im praticha. He's saying every shemesh. He's saying over there shemesh was and a shol shol hashol, right?
So it's both.
Every is saying it's called the pshia. Meila, it's eredeya praticha, right? So according to him, l'chayir every shemesh was l'shaymer. He's also eredeya praticha. We'll say that praticha. We don't know what happened.
But is there also in these cases?
Otherwise, the second child, the second guy could swear. Again, the first child doesn't know it was meis machas malchanan. The second guy does know, but the second guy shvur is irrelevant. The second guy can't swear
because at mahamnis.
Right.
But he puts both Abai and Rava in the same thingy together. He says both it's Pshia, the fact that he gave it to him, and because
that's what I'm questioning.
Uh-huh.
He's saying it's enough of pshit that the rabbi and their praticha.
There's two chiyuvim here.
Not two chiyuvim. It's a pshit that it's a mez and their praticha. But you have to come on to the second. I will let the second guy swear. So you have to say that you have to say
to get rid of the pshit.
No. No.
There's an issue of.
But if it's mez machmas lachan, then I don't care for his pshaya. You're not going to chaz pshit to say vaynis. For some reason, it's not enough to say, he won't be chayav with chaz pshir b'sai b'ayinis. But it's enough of pshir l'gabe that it's ain't there praticha.
Well, that's the pshir. Admahemnesli is the issue of, that's the pshir.
No, the pshir is that en shal shay l'hashal, he says.
Oh.
You borrow a horse, you can't lend it out to somebody else.
And now you have another issue.
But now, let the second guy die. So you don't know if it was Nesma Chlacha or die by itself. The guy that was riding it does know.
You can.
But he can't swear. He can't swear. You don't know what happened. Is there any day in Praticha?
The Ras is just that answers.
What?
Problem
with that is he's using rubber. Where's the pshir? The pshir is only because in a shol shayla hashol. Well, we've been saying the whole time. All the shayim say that's only if you abaya. If you abaya, if you rava, you know it's just a chachil can't do it, but doesn't say it's not considered pshir. It's not machayev you. It's not machayev you. You don't know how to do it. You're a bad boy. You get a patch. But doesn't it's not machayev you? That's what everyone said. What's machayev is only the atmehendis. So that's Islam, our Menei Bey in the Rosh, which well, last time we the Ra, the Ra, sorry, the Mukyayis B'Shem, the Ra. He just brings it down. The Ksais brings it down. He brings down the Ksais, brings it down. It's not the point.
Ksais is saying it's
a Mukyayis B'Shem, the Ra. That's what's important over here. How we got to it, we want to be Gula Olam, so we say how we got to it. Huh? No, I'm in Gula Island.
No,
I'm in Dov Shibon, right? The whole time I said, he brings down the Ketzayis, brings down the Mekiyah, he says, B'Shem Derah. Now, so that's one place where we see this idea of Eideya in Praticha, by Kesu Shemesh Vasa Shaima. We also see it, this is also very interesting, this is a Beis Yosef, Beis Hayala, brings down a tshuva from Talmidei Rashba. We have to really understand how does this stem with the Rashba that we have, the Chusha Rashba. He brings down like this. Shemesach Shemas Shemachinam Lemisha Mayim Mugil Mahav Kedatzmai. Yeah? And the second guy doesn't want to swear. Yeah?
Excuse?
Shemech Sacha, Shemasa Shemechinam, in the case where the Bailam is Rogel to Mafket Etzlai. Now, what happens? The guy doesn't want to swear. Second guy doesn't want to swear. If he would swear that it was an Inus, Opata the Shemesacher. He doesn't want to swear. So Talmidei Rashba say, in that case, what's the halacha? Since the first Shema doesn't know, it's Einde in Praticha is Chayiv. I'm sorry, 1 second. No. He's a suffix. He's a loy. Oh, say. They bring down. Shem Rabbeinu. His name is Chayavta. They brought down Ramban is in there in Praticha.
What's the reason why?
In
Praticha,
it's Chayev.
What's the reason why?
In sorry, what he brings down here is that the Minam Shem Rabbeinu, which is the Rajba, that it's considered Ein Deim Schayafti. Yeah, it's Ein Deim Schayafti, not Ein Pratich, it's Ein Deim Schayafti, and he's Potter. Okay. The Shem Esachar gave the Shem Echinam, the Shem Echinam doesn't want to swear. Yeah? Now, what's it then? He says that the Shem Esachar is Potter because he's Ein Deim in the Schayafti. The Shem Echinam doesn't want to swear. But the Shem Esachar is still Chayiv. Could be better. No, if he doesn't want to swear, then he has to pay also. But he ran away. Whatever, he ran away. No, Chashon, no dog payment. What? Again, the Shem Esachar says, the Tamid HaRajma B'Shem Rabbeinu, that he's part because any day is Chayavti. Okay? Because there is no Pshia. Right, he gave someone who is rather to give it to him. Right, it's no pshia. Right, but he gave him a Shem Esach to Shem Echinam. Right, not like the Rambam. That itself is a pshia. He gave the Shem Esach to Shem Echinam. Now we're not sure if there was a pshia involved or there was no pshia involved. Shem Echinam is not swearing, so the Shem Esach is part. Right, it was any day is chayavti. Right. What?
It's not going to work with
Rambam. Okay, we're not learning Rambam now. Now, so the question is, so what do we see? We see only because it's Ein Deim Schayavti, right? But why do we say Mitoich? Why do we say Mitoich? One sec, why do we say Mitoich? So in other words, we see...
That's not going to pot him.
If you hold every Shemesh Masla Shomer, yeah? Why is he Chayiv? Atman is why is he Chayiv? Because one second. So Bekitzer, so why don't we say the same thing over here? What happened to Mitoich? And the Ra also. The Ra says, why Yichayim? Only because there was a Pshia. Yeah? And Yichayim already Mishas Pshia. And it's any day in Paraiti, right? The Ra, the case of the Ra. When the Shoyl gave to the other Shoyl. Right?
Not only because of Pshia.
Because you're Pshia, because ain't a show with Shoyl Hashil, and now you don't know if it was a regular oinus, it was Mesa Machmas Malacha, it's any day in Praticha. But even if it wasn't a Pshia, yeah? Why don't we say Mitoich? He has a Chiyah Shvua? Does the show have a Chiyah Shvua that says Mesa Machmas Malacha? Yes? Can he swear that?
Shoyl?
The first Shoyl. Can he swear it? No, he doesn't know.
So
why should he be chayiv? He should be chayiv anyway,
right? I was really asking the Ra.
The Ra says the reason why you're chayiv is because it's ain't there praticha, but only because you're pesheya. But had you not been pesheya, right? Had you not been pesheya by giving it over to another shomer, then ain't there mischayavti, and you potter. What happened to Mitoich?
You know, making shvuah of the Ramban.
What?
You know, making shvuah of the Ramban. That the Ramban says the ritual brings down the Ramban on the Mishnah. The Ramban writes of whether or not you can make a shvuah that you don't know what happened.
But the Machleg is, if you don't know in the Mishnah whether you're chayav partner, right? Fine. So that's when we had this whole discussion as well. I'm going back to that discussion.
Yeah.
It's the same problem over there. You have the same problem with the man.
What happened there? What? Can't remember. It's near the Ramban.
Yeah.
Here he says that we say mitaych. So why by seicher? The man says, if you don't know, then when you put this, any day,
didn't you say then, like,
Yaman brought up, and then again? We said a lot of things then. So now I'm giving you more the sources for those things that we said then. Then there was a lot of things that were said in the Luft. Now trying to ground what we said. Okay? It's like this. There's a Shar Mishpat. Shar Mishpat brings down that the Rosh. Rosh at the end of Hakainis, the third reason why I needed the Balkan with the stuff in the back. The Rosh at the end of Hakainis says, and this that we say, any day, this that we say that Metoshe Shav Mashalim is dafka when you should have known. Talks about by why you don't say mitaych by the children. Yeah? Hamshidan, Hamshloyadan, it's a case of mitaych. But the Gemara is the Pasik, Shuos Hashem Tiyah Ben Shnei, Vlei Ben Yarshim, and the case is, okay, so the kids that comes out, Vlei Ben Yarshim, there's no dimitaych on the children. We're not getting too involved in that. The Rosh says, what's the side of that? But since they shouldn't have known, by the guy himself, why don't you know? If you borrow $100, and you should remember you borrowed $100. No, 50 I borrowed, 50 you didn't borrow. Yeah? That doesn't fly. Yeah? So Melo, we say you have to pay. Hashem came by the children, there's no way they should have known, necessarily. Therefore, we say there's no dimitar. Right? That was as far that Akiva suggested at the time, I believe. Right? Al-Kapanim, yes, we have a Rosh that says, we have a Rosh that was with Lahabla Lameda, there's no din of Mitaych. Being a shach that says that we say mitaych. He said, "All the time Hashem Shemas Hashayim Merchayev. Time Shem Rishon Havelim Mechuy Shmuel Hashem Shalayim. Yep, he's down the all the Shainim. He said." So he has a problem. He means that all the Shem that say that it's out of mitaych. Yeah, and there's a problem. What do you do with he brings down Shem Shemasa L'Shaimer, Mafgaim and Nignav.
Maybe a different case we also once discussed, where the Mafkid says natural what chavis was stolen. One second. We're saying yes, he has a problem with a case where you don't say in the case of day name is chayafti like shemesh mas nashayim, and we don't say chayv alt mitaych. I thought he brings down the Rishayim and say, because since it's by Shemesh Mas L'Shaymer, it's Lehav L'Meida. Since he gave it, it was Lehav L'Meida. Since it wasn't by him, right? It wasn't by him. So therefore, there's no din of Mitaych. So again, we have problem. All the Rishonim, yeah, we have problem with the Mukiyayis B'Shem Derab, yeah. We have problem with this Tamid Rashba. They're handling the case of Shemesh Mas L'Shaymer. They're handling when it's Ein Dem Mischiyaf, Ein Dem Barticha, right? With the same problem with the Ramban, right? So the question is. But fine, forget about it. And their praticha. Should be chayiv out. Mutech shech hashem shalom. The first time as chayiv shvuah. What happened to Mutech? So the Zogt Hashem Mishpat, can't find it right now. Then he says, as far as because. That's a lahavle made. I'm telling you, that's a lahavle made. Yeah. So that would answer all those, so we could say again all these places we see that the problem is totally if it's in der b'dicha in der mischafti, what happened to Mitaych? The answer could be very simple. According to the Rosh, that if it's lo yavla l'meida, b'shemesh mas l'shaymer, you weren't there, you don't know. Therefore, there's a svara to say that there's no din of Mitaych. Yeah, that could work. For those who shine. Well, problem is though, now we're gonna have a problem with the Rosh. The Rosh says, the Rosh is the one, he's the sheet that it says. There was Lehavle Meida, there's no Mitaych. So the Rosh by us is very clear. The Rosh by us is very clear that the reason why our halach, Hashem Shemos L'Shaymer, the fear of Yaych, the fear of Yaych, and why Yechayev. That's just Yochai Shalom Mishalei. I is not Zorah Havlei Meida. So Chayra, we have to say, I see the Shemesh, but not say such a Svara. There's Nafkamina, we said the Svara then, and maybe answer the Ramban, that what?
He pauses.
That since Lamaisa, by you being Maisa than another Shemer, you being Maisa than another Shemer, that's why you don't know. Because the Havla Meida means the Itaka shouldn't know. By, what does the Rosh say? By the Yisayimim.
What's the case?
The Rosh says it by the Yisayimim. Yisayimim, Cham Shidan, Cham Shalayadan, there's no Shavuos by the mixes by the Yisayimim. Why? There's no Mitaych by the Yisayimim. Why? They shouldn't have known. How are they supposed to know? The fifth day remember, they're not involved in the father's deals, right? So Meila, over there is Lehavla Meida, therefore there's no Mitaych. Hashem Kim Hashem Mishmas L'Shaymer.
Shemesh Mas L'Shaim. At least Lefi L'Rosh. Because all those Rishayim are talking about Shemesh Mas L'Shaim, and still they're not saying Mitaych. Right? Those Rishayim that we brought down, the Ra'ah and the Talmud Rashba. They're saying there's no Mitaych. Even Shemesh Mas L'Shaim. They say it's also happening in the Meitah. So I've had no way of knowing. It's not by me. Who cares if I was the one that I caused myself not to be able to know? But in the Rosh itself, we have a steer in the Rosh. We have a steer in the Rosh. How does the Rosh learn our Gemara? You have a Rosh in the Gemara that says, Shemesh Mas L'Shaim is Chayiv, Rabbi Yechanan, Rav is because Mataych. Right? The Rosh is the one that said, he's the one that was Mechadish, but Lev Lameid is no Mataych. Teretz is, and here it's called Havla Lameida. Why? Even though the Maestro there's no way could have known, but since it's because of your Pshia, it's because of what you did, that you don't know, so that's not, there's no Pterva of Lameida. You were Goyim that you don't know, so that's not gonna pat you. So that's the Chanei how we have to say it to answer the Rosh. You know, Stipe has a different Shah in the Rosh because it's Kashi. The simple Teretz for the Rosh. Because he says doesn't really work with the Rosh.
Shia, huh? Shia,
no, no, no.
He went out of his way. He went out of his way.
I didn't mean Shia in the sense that Mechayiv Chosam Shia B'Sai Bo'ainis Adim Shia. I mean, he brought it upon himself. He brought it upon himself that he was Goyer. They can't know. If he was Goyer, they can't know. That's not a reason not to say Mitaych. We say that there's no way he should have known. Right? There's no way he should have known. Then we say there's no Mataych. Right? But if really you should have known, just you put yourself in a situation that you can't know, Chagavna, not the Rosh, we do say Mataych.
So, is that
then? Oh, no, the Ramban, we said then the Ramban, right? That was the problem with the Ramban. Because Ramban says in the Mishnah, we say, you don't say Mataych. Why? Because it's Lehavli Meida. It's Ayim, so by Shem Shemas L'Shaim, the Ramban says, you do say Mitaych. Right?
Same
thing?
You
ever see the Ramban?
The Mishnah was approved.
One second. So we said then, yeah, everyone got all upset about that. We said then, that the Mishnah, the Mishnah is approved. Why is the Mishnah is approved? Now we should know, where is the Mishnah approved? Because the Gemara above Ben Aleph, ask, and no, that's on Abaya though. In Abaya we ask, what do you do with the Mishnah? And we answer, he told him it was approved, right? Child is though, does that carry over to Amar Beis? That's partially we had the Ritvaz, where Rebbe Rebbe said at the time. The Ritvaz told us that, it's only that in Maskana, you don't need that. You're not a Peshia. It's only the Habamina that the Fi Rabbaya, the Peshia, if Shemesh Mas L'Shaimer, so then we have a problem with the Mishnah. Right? Why can the Sarah pat himself as a Peshia? Now we answer, he gave Rishos. But in Maskana, Fi Rabbi, he's not a Peshia. Amir Sayin, he's not a Peshia. Right? The shayla is though, is the shaykh to say for the Ramban that even Maskana, you have to come on to. And there's a problem here, right? The Cheshbin, the Gemara, and that it's Mavur and the Rishayim. That the Gemara Naman Aleph that required simple pshat in the Gemara. Yeah? The Gemara Naman Aleph required that they gave him Rishus, that was the Chorus only in Abaya. Because in Abaya, there's a Pshia of Eretz Yisrael. So then, in the Mishnah, he's a Pshia, so then how could he swear?
What does Rambam say? The Ramban
says? What's the problem with Ramban? The Ramban in the Mishnah says, that's any day of Chiyafti, and if the Seichel doesn't know he's Patim, why isn't there Mitaych? Teretz is, because he doesn't know. The Ramban says, by Shemesh Mas L'Shaimer, also he doesn't know, and still we do say Mitaych. So the suggestion was that in the Mishnah it was approved. The question is though, that's the Chayr only, it's only approved, Rabbi Yisai, Lefi Abaya. Lefi Abaya, Shemesh Mas L'Shaimer is a Pshia. Therefore, we say there has to be approved, otherwise it's a pshia. Once we get there to Rava, we say that any Ritzayin is not a reason to mechayev the guy. It's only din l'chatchila. It's a meila. It's not a kasha from the Mishnah. It's not a kasha from the Mishnah. I mean, you don't have to say that there's a proof. Okay, l'chayev we have a theory in the Rambam.